It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to call the plays this year, so I want to get that out of the way. I know everybody's interested. And any decision I make for our football team, I take a lot of information in. I try to listen to a lot of people and make decisions. And ultimately, what I feel really, really confident in is our offensive staff. I feel really strongly about Coach Dorsey and the entire offensive staff. So we'll continue to be an operation that works together. It's never been a one-man show.
I'm so confident in everybody on this offensive staff that I'm going to keep calling plays. They do such a good job.
Oh, stop.
No, I really don't care. I shouldn't say. I don't care as much about this as I have in previous years for a very important reason. That's Kevin Stefanski. Not sure if you heard about this. He's the Browns head coach announcing he will call plays. Chris, right off the rip, big deal, little deal, no deal. Kevin's going to call the plays.
I don't think it's a big deal, but I understand why he's doing it. He's an elite play caller. I don't know if he's Sean McVay. I don't know if he's Kyle Shanahan.
But those are elite guys.
He is an elite level play. There are levels to elite.
Okay, but... Yes. There are levels to elite. I thought elite in and of itself was a level.
Pat Mahomes is elite. Josh Allen is elite. Josh Allen's not Patrick Mahomes.
I think Mahomes is the only elite in the NFL.
Stop.
Those guys are franchise quarterbacks. They're great quarterbacks.
So he's an elite level play caller who part of the reason why he was hired in the first place is because of what he does on offense, what he does with quarterbacks, and what he does as a play caller. So continue to allow him to do the things that he's great at.
So I actually agree with you that he's a great play caller. I wouldn't say elite, but I think he's a great play caller because Shanahan and McVay are elite. And Mike McDaniel's actually elite, too. They're the same guy. Shanahan and McDaniels, they're the same guy when it comes to calling plays.
He's in that category with those guys.
I think he's in the same neighborhood. I don't know if he's in the same apartment complex.
He's in the same neighborhood, but not the same development.
Yeah, thank you. That's much better. That I like that way better.
Great, thanks.
But my thought on it always was, it's not that I know you can do that well. It is you being great at that and the amount of attention it takes from that, does it take away from the CEO part of your job? And I think you have coaches who will come out and say it doesn't. You mentioned Kyle Shanahan. Andy Reid's another one who, hey, literally at any point could just give it up, doesn't want to. He enjoys calling plays, even if now he involves other guys in like those decisions. He still does the play calling.
Yeah.
It was more, can we get more out of Kevin in every other phase? The CEO, in-game head coach, those decisions. Can I tell you what changed for me? Because it's not that. I still think that's a valid thing of... Is the juice worth the squeeze?
Okay.
That's the phrase of the day.
Yes, I know, but do you need more out of him? He's a great coach.
Yeah, I mean, I think
two-time coach of the year.
Yeah, that's what are we doing with that?
What do you mean, what are we doing with that?
What
he was able to do last year with Joe Flacco?
That's valid. I'm not doing coach of the year thing. Coach of the year is all narratives are built on awards. I shouldn't be telling this to an NBA writer who I'm sure has a vote when it matters. I don't care about awards because they are prone to narratives and very rarely do they ever get them right.
Okay.
I'm not saying that he didn't deserve those awards. There are five guys every year that deserves that award. But my measure of Kevin Stefanski is I do think he's a good head coach. I think he's a very good play caller. But there are also moments in games, whether it is individual moments, that there are some game flow stuff that drives me crazy when Kevin is not calling the plays.
Okay.
Or, like, actually, when you're on offense, like, when you're on defense and you're not calling plays, like, you have a coordinator to set everything else up.
Yeah.
But when you're calling plays, that does naturally distract you from and take 5 to 10 to 20 seconds away from every other decision.
Yes, I think that's fair. And if it becomes a detriment to the team, if it becomes a detriment to the coach's ability to be a great coach, then sure, I'll be on board with you. But I don't look at Kevin Stefanski and say he's coming up way too short in other areas, or he's not doing a good enough job as a head coach, so you need to take the play calling away from him. I think he's a very, very, very good play caller. I think he's a very, very good offensive tactician, because you didn't want me to use elite. Sorry.
Well, no.
I'll just throw a bunch of varies in there. My goodness.
Well, you could have said great. Great is one step below elite.
I just think if you have Picasso, you don't turn him into a musician.
What if
let him do his thing.
What if you just have a guy named Pablo? Well, then he's just a good painter. Just a great painter, but maybe not elite painter.
Oh my God.
No, I'm really not. I think what's interesting about this, the reason why I thought it was more valid this year, was you are kind of changing the offense. So I think that's something that bears, like, do you have the same feel for an offense that is sculpted very differently or put together very differently with different concepts as you do the Kubiak West Coast offense that you have been ensconced in for most of your career? And that's a question. That's not an I don't. A lot of the things with Kevin, they're just kind of I don't knows, because, listen, he can say he's calling plays. I guarantee you there's going to be some times where he's like, hey, guys, what do you think? You know what I mean? So, like, so my biggest questions are about the changes in the offense. And I thought this was a logical point that he could do this. I'll be honest with you, I probably still would rather Kevin call plays than Ken Dorsey.
Well, that's the thing, too.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times has Ken Dorsey been the primary play caller?
I believe there were 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, okay, 1.5 years, because he got Ken halfway through last year. But that first year looked good in Buffalo. Those first 17 games, he showed some real chutzpah. It was last year that maybe he lost his mojo as a play caller.
I guess my point was the resume for Kevin Stefanski as a play caller is significantly different than the one for Ken Dorsey as a play caller. And this really isn't the place where you want to make it a training ground. Let's put it that way.
I mean, Ken's got 5 years. Sorry, Ken. Kevin. Oof. Kevin has 5 years.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, Shanahan, I'm pretty sure, has been calling plays out of the womb.
Okay.
Sean McVay has been a head coach and play caller for almost a full decade. Eight, nine seasons.
And in his 5 years, which is all we can judge him on because he hasn't had the opportunity to be a primary play caller elsewhere. So in his 5 years, he hasn't had as much time as Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay. In those 5 years, he has been an elite-level play caller.
Is this going to be a trigger now? Like,
yes, it is.
Anytime I laugh at Dustin, he gets mad because one time I said he was unintentionally funny, and now the word elite is going to be a bugaboo on the show? Again, I'm kind of Switzerland on it. Like,
Are you serious?
On the word elite?
Oh, I thought you meant on Kevin Stefanski as a play caller.
No, I'm very much in the middle on it. Probably about 7 months ago, I think I was a little more heated about it. But I think my problems, one, it was the CEO duties, which again, that is absolutely what I want my head coach to be, because I'm leery of just everybody trying to be Andy Reid eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You actually can be Andy Reid. Like, McVay has shown you that.
Yeah.
That dude has grown into and maybe started out as a truly great offensive play-calling head coach. The other thing is, my number one thing that needed to come out of this year, they needed a new offense. The Kubiak offense wasn't cutting it. So if Kevin's meeting me halfway already by actually putting an offense on the field that suits Deshaun's skill set, instead of trying to fit him into his own,
right?
I can meet him halfway by going, I'd like to see what it looks like, but you know what? In the end, we both win a battle, and maybe together we can win the war.
Well, I think Kevin makes a really, really good point, though, when justifying this decision. He is the best play caller that they have for the Cleveland Browns.
I don't think that's
what he said. He's the best option.
He said it feels like it's what's best for the team.
I know that. He wasn't going to come out and say that, obviously.
Did he call himself an elite play caller? Big deal, little deal, no deal, Kevin Stefanski.
He probably thinks he is, and rightfully so.
He's got that
you
big
see
play
these
calling
dudes
energy.
Running wide open.
Yeah, that's. Yep.
You see the creativity offensively. You see the flow. You see the chess that he plays.
Mm. Not
the
checkers.
Defensive coordinator? No.
Not checkers.
No, he doesn't play checkers. No. He's a chess master.
He doesn't even know what checkers are. That's He's forgotten about it. He went to Penn. What are we talking about here? Big deal, little deal, no deal. Kevin Stefanski saying he's going to call plays again. And is there a difference? Are there tiers within Elite?
Yes, there are.
And
of course there are.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.